This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to Aditi Kinkabwala, who joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the NFL Network at A. Kinkabwala. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Should Browns fans be panicking because they haven't played well against the Ravens and the Steelers?
I think panic is a little bit of a strong word, don't you?
I would say so, I mean, but some people were.
It's not wonderful. You'd like to think that the gap is a little bit better, but again, I'll go back to this. They do play again, right? I mean, the Browns did completely destroy the Ravens a year ago, and then the Ravens rattled off 12 straight wins and were tremendous, and it wasn't necessarily a bellwether of what the whole entire season was going to be. And so, yes, right now it does look pretty jarring that there's a significant difference between the Ravens and the Browns and the Steelers and the Browns. But by the same token, they do meet again. And there are a lot of people taking accountability for things that didn't necessarily go as well as one would like.
Yeah. Aditi, people are very upset, and I basically said the same thing to a lot of folks. I go, wait a minute. Now, they were total garbage juice last year. They were 6-10, and they boat raced Baltimore in one of those games. So
right.
I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. They're not as good as Pittsburgh and Baltimore, but I don't think they're nearly as bad as where they were, and I really don't think Baker is nearly as bad as what he was on Sunday. But people are growing concerned about him and the future, and whether or not the organization is starting to waste their time with Baker Mayfield.
Okay, but can you also, I mean, can fans acknowledge that the guy wasn't 100%? Now, I guess that's the NFL, and that nobody is ever really fully, totally 100% after the first week of the season, and maybe not even then. But he was hurt. He was facing an absolutely blistering defense that prides itself on hitting and hitting hard. He did take a lot of shots. And clearly, that affected him to some degree.
Oh, Aditi, I totally think that's fair.
There's got to be blame all the way to go around. You know, you would have liked to have seen them run the ball better. This is a great run defense, but you would have liked to see the best rushing team in the NFL be able to run the ball a little bit better and be able to establish the run. Even when you get in a hole, a 10-0 hole, you don't want to move away from exactly what it is that you do, what your bread and butter is. I mean, when you're in a 24-0 hole, then it's a little bit harder, for sure. Was it 24-0?
Yeah.
Am I making that up? I will say this, though. You don't want – let me go back to this. You don't want your star wide receiver taking his shoes off with 8 minutes to go. You don't need that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you would like to see have back. It is – I don't know why Kevin Stefanski is taking such an undue share of the blame, but after – hearing a coach blame players, it sure is nice to hear that, right? Doesn't that count for something?
We liked it. We liked what we heard after the game. Not that you're going to win too much in the way of just press conferences and things like that. I'm just curious because
it gives you a sign. It gives you an indication of where the leadership is, where the steadiness is. The consistency is what really matters. And I think that this is a team, you know, while fans may be panicking, the team isn't panicking. And that's extremely important. You don't want that to set in. You want to have the same message every single week. You want to have a belief in the process, a steadiness. And you know what? I think that that's where Kevin Stefanski's personality is so valuable right now.
Did you get a sense, based on talking to the Steelers players all week, that because of the Baker injury, because of the way Baker's played in some of these big games, that they were kind of smelling blood in the water?
I don't know that that's the case. I think that this is, you know, the Steelers right now are a team that are focused on the Steelers, meaning they believe it's about them and what they can do. And I'll go back to that same phrase I used with you last week that Mike Tomlin likes to use, nameless gray faces. You can tell when a team has bought into an idea. And I think the Steelers last week felt like the defense had something to prove. The defense had played very badly against the Eagles. It's something that really bothered them. They were terrible on third down. It's something that Tomlin harped on all week. And I think for them, you know, whoever it was that was coming in was going to get a beating of some kind. I don't know that, sure, it's the Browns, and sure, it's this rivalry game, and sure, there was all this talk that, oh, now the rivalry is real. But quite frankly, I think anybody that would have come in would have suffered this past week because the Steelers were just that focused and charged in that way. And I think you're seeing the offense start to come together. This is the thing that we've been talking about all year, that in the beginning, without the offseason, without all the time, with all the restrictions on camp, it would be a little bit slower getting everybody sort of up to speed, and that we would start, you know, it would sort of be a little bit more obvious as teams make a progression as the season goes. I think that's what we're starting to see right now.
You had a problem with OBJ taking his shoes off, huh?
The way I have read it, you're not allowed to actually play on the field without your shoes on. So
he clearly wasn't going back in the game. He clearly wasn't going back in the game.
By his choice or by somebody else's choice?
I would imagine it was somebody else's choice, but I can't say that for certain. So he just refused to go back into a football game is what you're alleging?
You didn't have a problem with him joining the Steelers fans?
I don't care when players talk to fans. I really don't. I swear to God. If players on the Steelers, who I'm sure have talked to Browns fans, we have a guy who wears a pumpkin on his head who can attest to that. I really don't have a problem with that either. What's the problem? Does that make me unprofessional?
I just think you have a task at hand, and you should be focused on the task at hand.
Well, they're down 31-7. I don't know how much more of a task there is. Or I think it was 38-7 at that point. There's not really a task left. Maybe I'm wrong. I probably am. If he played for the Giants still and he did that, would I be critical of him? I'm not sure. Probably, right?
So do you think that this is forgiveness for a guy that's your guy? Is that kind of the idea here?
Well, I just don't think he would have done... I don't think he pulled himself out of the football game.
Okay, that's... you know what I think is an issue in all of this?
Ooh.
Is that we are talking about it. And I'll go back to a year ago
when
the Browns were playing well. And what was it? It was like 3 weeks in a row when we were talking about whether somebody knew how to get to the stadium and where to park. And it was just distractions. Why are we talking about distractions? And so in that vein, this is a distraction to some degree. There's enough to focus on right now. There's enough with the Browns to focus on. That's what we should be focused on. And instead, now people are going to have to answer questions about OBJ taking his shoes off. So maybe if he wanted to just sit on the end of the bench and not take his shoes off, he could have been out of the game, and we're not talking about it.
I think with Odell,
is that fair?
Well, yeah, Didi, I think we've known with Odell, he's emotional. He's great when things are going great, and when things are going bad, there are going to be some issues. Now, we like the fact that he tried to rile up the team at one point before the end of the first half. Seemed like they were lifeless. Seemed like they knew that game was over after the pick six on the second play from scrimmage. I like the fact that Odell got there. I did say with one caveat that he can't be a Johnny-come-lately when it comes to that. I need to know that he's been an emotional support guy for the rest of the team, a vocal leader at other times. Because that can't just be the first time, right? Because they'll just roll their eyes at something like that.
Wait, so I'm confused. You think that this team checked out at 10-0 at that pick six?
It kind of seemed like it, Aditi. It did.
Partway through the first quarter, there was so much football left.
I think they had major questions. Just they could tell Baker was hurt, and they had major questions about whether they had a legitimate shot to win that game.
I do think they're growing, Aditi. If I can just share my opinion with it as well here, I think they are growing. I think that they did that against the teams that they were supposed to beat. I still think there's a switch in them. They were thinking, you know, we're supposed to lose this game. We're just going to roll over there.
See, and I didn't feel that way at all. I feel like the Browns came in with confidence. I feel like the Browns were believing in themselves. I believe that. Remember, this is a whole new club. Fans remember the Browns from 2 years ago and 3 years ago and 7 years ago and 16 years ago. These guys are new guys. They don't carry that same baggage. Kevin Stefanski doesn't carry the same baggage that a Browns fan does. Joe Woods doesn't carry the same baggage that a Browns fan does. And I think that these guys had confidence at 4-1, were feeling good, felt like they were coming into Pittsburgh to give them a really good matchup. And you've got a bigger problem if you're telling me that halfway through the first quarter at 10-0, this team gave up. The Bengals were up 21-0, and the Colts didn't give up.
That's still a difference, Aditi. The Colts have veterans. The Colts have guys who've been there before. They've brought in guys from other winning organizations. Even the veterans that the Browns have really haven't accomplished much. OBJ's
Odell Beckham is a veteran. I mean, Odell Beckham is supposed to be one of the best players.
What is
on the
Odell Beckham? Odell Beckham has played in one playoff game. So is Jarvis Landry. There's not a ton of experience in guys who've really paid the fiddler to go out there and be successful as a team. Who's playing on this team right now. And that's something I hope that they can develop with over time. Over this season, certainly. Because they have another big test. This isn't a test on Sunday. It shouldn't be anyway. It will be a major problem if they lose. It shouldn't be a test. But they'll have another big test coming up in the next Sunday. Because I think the Raiders are trying to prove some things there. And 3-2, they played a tough schedule. And they've beaten a couple teams that they really shouldn't have.
Well, you know what? This is the National Football League, and I sound like a coach when I say this.
Yeah, you do.
But every week is a test. How you respond to this week is absolutely a test.
Well, if they
whether there are any distractions or not,
I totally get you.
Whether there is chatter about what happened with that game, positing that they gave up at 10-0, then they're certainly going to have to answer questions about that. They're going to have to examine themselves. They're going to have to watch that film, how they rebound and where their headspace is. Absolutely, it's a test. You can't sit here and say, oh, just because the Bengals haven't won, it's
okay,
not a test.
Okay, hold on. From my standpoint, for us, it's not a test. If they beat the Bengals, they're expected to beat the Bengals. I don't think we're going to let a lot of people calling up on that Monday thinking that everything's fixed because they beat the Bengals. That's from their standpoint, you are totally right. From mine, it's totally different.
Okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but again, this goes back to what I was saying, that fans carry baggage. Fans care about different things than players and teams do.
So you don't believe that, like Pittsburgh, they know that's a different Browns team. They know there's a bunch of different guys. You don't think Pittsburgh felt at the end of that game, same old Browns, big brother, little brother?
I think that the Steelers want to feel that way about everybody.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know. I think that there is a certain level of, sure, there's a recognition of what people's records are. You know, I asked Minka Fitzpatrick after the game that to some degree there was a lot of talk about the Browns getting some legitimacy should they win in Pittsburgh. Well, the Steelers were sitting at 4-0 and people were saying, oh, they haven't played anybody. And so I asked Minka, I said, do you believe beating a then 4-1 team gives you some legitimacy? And he said, yeah, I think so. And he said, but a bigger statement would be going and beating the Titans because they're next on the schedule. And it's sort of about stacking the wins and keep on rolling. And, you know, if the Steelers beat the Titans, that's a huge statement. But then it'll be, well, not as big as if they could beat the Ravens the next week. And then not as big as if they can go down to Dallas and beat the Cowboys.
All right, Didi, what'd you think of the embrace before the game between Myles Garrett and Mike Tomlin?
Okay, great, good, classic. Like, how do you put things behind you if you're awkward? I mean, I guess you do that. I feel like it was a little weird that he said they were just talking about their families.
I imagine Mike Tomlin
will be asked about that today. I don't know. You would think, you know, Mike Tomlin clearly had some frustration with him a year ago when he stood up for his player. So, I don't know. I thought it was notable that Myles Garrett put his arm around Tomlin, but Tomlin never put his arm back around Garrett.
Oh.
But then again,
Tomlin
doesn't really put his arm around anybody, so.
All right.
Aditi, maybe I'm reading too much into that.
Why was this interview so contentious? It seemed to be contentious.
What, you mean us right now?
Yes.
I thought that we're always fairly contentious, aren't we?
No, not like
that. I thought that that's what your viewers liked. I mean, I keep hearing, we can be a lot friendlier if you'd like. I don't, you know what, it's a little, I'm, quite frankly, I'm a bit disappointed. I really was expecting a much better game between the Browns and the Steelers.
I was too.
I was disappointed to see that happen, that there was sort of that disparity. I wonder how Baker really is feeling. I don't doubt at all, and the Steelers were saying this afterwards, that he is absolutely an incredibly tough player for his team. You know, there was definitely a level of respect I felt in the way the Steelers were saying he essentially took his
beating like a man.
And he kept on ticking.
Wow.
You know? He kept on getting back up.
That's great.
And
at least we have that.
He asked out of that game. It's not like he said, I can't go back in. It was Kevin Stefanski saying, I can't watch you getting beat up anymore.
All right. Didi, we thank you very much for the time.
Oh, wow. You're just cutting me off right there.
It is 8:39. Well, you know it's a hard out at 39. That's the way it works around these parts. And we're already over time. Aditi, we thank you.
All right. Well, it was great, guys. Have fun.
You too. Aditi Kigabwala on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll break that down. There's some ugliness in there. And a lot of folks are upset with Baker. Kevin Stefanski's putting it all on himself. It's not coach speak, folks. He really believes it. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.